This is your Northwest Report for Tuesday, February 28th. I'm David Sparks, and AgriPulse.com is reporting that ranking member on the House Agriculture Committee, 7th District Congressman Colin Peterson, does not believe Ag Committee leaders need a lot of time to craft good policy. Peterson says the cyclical downturn in the farm economy has been tough, but not as bad as he had feared, and as we have been reporting on for some time from other experts.
By and large, we had tremendous crops this year. Good yields and offset the price situation. So I don't think we have quite as much stress in the system right now that I thought we were going to have. The folks, I think, that are stressed are the ones that don't have a lot of land, that don't own a lot of land. They rent, running everything. The rents haven't really come down, and they don't want to let the land go because they probably never get it back. So they're farming in a situation where they're probably going to be losing money, some young folks especially in this situation. So there is some stress out there with certain individuals, but I wouldn't say it's a crisis situation.
Elsewhere, and on the other end of the physical spectrum, what will 2017 bring to dairy farmers?
Improved returns for dairy farmers.
That was Agriculture Department analyst Jerry Cessna, who explained that despite a projected increase of 2.5% in milk output, producers will likely see average prices rising to $18 a hundredweight. And that compares with $16.24 in 2016. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.